August 24th through the 30th. Helaman chapters 7 through 12. Remember the Lord. Nephi encouraged his people to remember the Lord. You can do the same for those you teach. As you read Helaman chapters 7 through 12, record impressions about how you can help class members remember the Lord. Invite sharing. Invite class members to write on the board some gospel principles they found in Helaman chapters 7 through 12, along with references to where these principles are found. Then you could determine as a class which of these principles and verses you will discuss. Teach the doctrine. Helaman chapters 7 through 11. Prophets reveal the will of God to the people. To help your class learn from Helaman chapters 7 through 11 about the roles and responsibilities of prophets, you could start by reading together the entry for prophet in the Guide to the Scriptures. See scriptures.churchofjesuschrist.org. Class members could identify the roles of prophets mentioned and list them on the board. You could then ask class members to each review one chapter from Helaman chapters 7 through 11. Ask them to look for how Nephi fulfilled the roles listed on the board. How do our living prophets and apostles fulfill these roles? How can we sustain them in their responsibilities? Why do prophets sometimes have to speak with boldness like Nephi did? Consider inviting class members to read Helaman chapter 7 verses 11 through 29, looking for the warnings Nephi gave and the reasons he had to be so bold in giving them. What prophetic warnings have inspired us to repent and come to the Lord? In additional resources, you will find a metaphor that Elder Neil L. Anderson used to help us understand the dangers of ignoring prophetic warnings. Helaman chapter 9 verses 1 through 20, chapter 10 verses 1 and 11 through 15. Faith must be built on more than signs and miracles. One way to discuss these verses is to divide the class into two groups and invite each group to read Helaman chapter 9 verses 1 through 20 and imagine themselves in the place of either the five men or the chief judges. What might these people have felt? What may have influenced each group to respond differently to the same miraculous prophecy? How can we ensure that miracles build our testimonies but do not become the only basis for them? How can we determine whether the prophet's words in our day are true? Helaman chapter 10 verses 1 through 12. The Lord gives power to those who seek His will and keep His commandments. The account of the Lord blessing Nephi in Helaman chapter 10 can inspire members of your class to be more diligent in seeking and doing the Lord's will. Class members could read verses 1 through 12, looking for what Nephi did to gain the Lord's trust and how the Lord blessed him. They could then share other examples of people who sought and did the Lord's will with unwearyingness, see Alma chapter 10 verse 4, either from the Scriptures or their own lives. How did the Lord bless these people with power to cast down figurative mountains in their lives? See Helaman chapter 10 verse 9. Give class members time to ponder ways they can better seek the Lord's will and keep His commandments. Helaman chapter 12. The Lord wants us to remember Him. Many members of your class have made covenants to always remember Jesus Christ. Perhaps they could share with each other some things that help them always remember Him, both in times of prosperity and times of difficulty. See Moroni chapter 4 verse 3 and Doctrine and Covenants section 20 verse 77. Then class members could search Helaman chapter 12 for reasons people tend to forget the Lord. How can we overcome the tendencies described in this chapter? How has adversity helped us remember God? See Helaman chapter 11 verses 4 through 7. To demonstrate the effort it takes to remember something, you could give class members a few minutes to look over Helaman chapter 12. Then you could ask them questions about the chapter to see what they remember. Maybe they could share what they do to remember information for a test. How is this similar to the effort that is required to remember the Lord? See Helaman chapter 12 verse 5. How is it different? Invite the class to find a verse or a phrase from Helaman chapter 12 they could display in their homes or memorize to remind them to remember the goodness and power of God. Encourage learning at home. To encourage class members to read Helaman chapters 13 through 16, you could point out that Samuel the Lamanite's prophecies of events associated with the Savior's birth and crucifixion can be compared to events in our day that will precede the Savior's second coming. Additional resources. Listen to the guidance of the prophets. Elder Neil L. Anderson shared the following experience. Quote, "Those who choose to serve the Lord will always listen attentively and specifically to the prophet. Let me illustrate an experience. Our family lived for many years in the state of Florida. Because Florida has a high concentration of sand, lawns there are planted with a broadleaf grass we call St. Augustine. A formidable enemy of a Florida lawn is a small brown insect called a mole cricket. One evening, as my neighbor and I stood on the front steps, he noticed a little bug crossing my sidewalk. You better spray your lawn, he warned. There goes a mole cricket. I had sprayed the lawn with insecticide not too many weeks previously, and I hardly felt that I had the time or money to do it again so soon. In the light of the next morning, I examined my lawn closely. It was lush and beautifully green. I looked down into the grass to see if I could see any of the little bugs. I could see none. I remember thinking, well, maybe the little mole cricket was just passing through my yard on the way to my neighbor's yard. The story, however, has a sad ending. I came out the front door one morning about 10 days after the conversation with my neighbor. Shockingly, as if it had happened overnight, brown spots covered my lawn. I ran to the garden store, bought the insecticide, and sprayed immediately. But it was too late. The lawn was ruined, and to return it to its former state required a new crop of sod, long hours of work, and large expense. My neighbor's warning was central to my lawn's welfare. He saw things I could not see. He knew something I did not know. He knew that mole crickets live underground and are active only at night, making my daytime examinations ineffective. He knew that mole crickets did not eat the leaves of the grass, but rather found nourishment in the roots. He knew that these little inch-long creatures could eat a lot of roots before I would ever see the effect above the ground. I paid a dear price for my smug independence. There are spiritual mole crickets that burrow under our protective walls and invade our delicate roots. Many of these insects of wickedness appear small, at times almost invisible. Let us not follow the pattern I showed in dealing with my Florida mole crickets. Let us never ignore the warnings. Let us never be smug in our independence. Let us always be listening and learning in humility and faith, anxious to repent should it be necessary. End quote. From Prophets and Spiritual Mole Crickets, Ensign, November 1999. Improving our teaching. Express love. Quote, depending on your circumstances, expressing love to those you teach may mean giving them sincere compliments, taking an interest in their lives, listening carefully to them, involving them in the lesson, performing acts of service for them, or simply greeting them warmly when you see them. End quote. From Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 6.